Missouri Net News. I'm Elisa Nelson. A Western Missouri corrections officer is in critical condition from being assaulted last night by a jail inmate. The investigation continues into the incident at the Regional Corrections Center in Jackson County. Nearly 900 Missourians have tested positive for the flu this season, compared to about 250 cases during the same time last year. Rachel Hahn with the State Department of Health and Senior Services is encouraging Missourians to prevent the spread of germs, especially while around family and friends during the holidays.
The number of cases does tend to peak around the holidays, so it's important to remember that you can actually spread influenza virus before you even know you're sick. So it's important to follow basic prevention measures, even if you are feeling well.
Hahn says it's not too late to get a flu shot. She advises washing hands often with soapy water, clean and disinfect commonly touched surfaces, and limit contact with sick people. The biggest shopping weekend of the year is here, and Missouri outlet malls are expecting to reap benefits equal to other retailers during the massive spending spree. 70% of Americans, roughly 164 million people, are either planning or considering shopping over the four-day span. Jamie Whitus, general manager of Tanger Outlet Mall in Branson, says early results at his business reflect those numbers.
We've actually got off to a great start this year so far. We're seeing a slight increase in traffic and sales compared to last year even.
Some outlet malls in Missouri are closed for Thanksgiving Day. Fort Leonard Wood is serving about 35,000 Thanksgiving meals today. More than 300 food service workers have been busy preparing 5 tons of turkey and more than 2,000 pies. Meanwhile, state offices will be closed tomorrow. Some state troopers, corrections officers, and transportation workers will still be on the clock. A Kansas City holiday tradition that started over 100 years ago takes place tomorrow. Bill Wise reports.
Mayor Sly James and Sporting Kansas City President Jake Reed will team up at the annual Mayor's Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony at the city's Crown Center at 5:30 tomorrow afternoon. The Mayor's Christmas Tree Fund supports low-income seniors, disabled people, and children across Kansas City with gift cards and Christmas gifts that are distributed at community center holiday parties hosted by the city's Parks and Recreation Department. City Head Thomas Crittenden established the first Kansas City Christmas tree in 1909. It's been erected at Crown Center since 1973.
A young deer, possibly hungry for Casey's delicious pizza or cookies, tried to walk into one of the company's stores Wednesday afternoon in southwest Missouri's Ozark. Police officers captured the deer and relocated it into the nearby woods. Mizzou plays Arkansas tomorrow in football. Kickoff is at 1:30 in Arkansas. More news online at MissouriNet.com. This is Missouri Net News.